Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie. If it's free, I'll have a cup, too.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too. Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With our special guest, Jack Benny, yours truly, Toby Reed, Joseph Kearns, Harry Lubin of the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday Night Comedy Enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, today we find the Burnses sitting in a booth in the Brown Derby restaurant. It seems their old friend, Jack Benny, has invited them to lunch, and they're waiting for him to arrive.
Gracie, I wish you hadn't told me Jack were... Wish you hadn't arranged for us to have lunch with Jack. It's always so embarrassing.
What do you mean?
One of those lousy tips he leaves. He's been eating here 5 years, and he's yet to tip more than a dollar.
Well, a dollar isn't a bad tip.
That's for the 5 years. Besides, if we're his guests, he'll make us order crackers and milk. The cheapest thing on the menu.
Well, Judge, I wish you wouldn't talk that way about Jack. He's always been awfully nice to me. Did you see the birthday present he sent me?
Why, no.
Well, it's a coupon which entitles me to a year's subscription to Harper's Bazaar.
From Jack?
Mm-hmm. And all I have to do is fill it out and send it in with $7.
Harper's Bazaar, I guess $6.
Well, Jack gets a dollar commission.
Jack Benny hasn't put his hand in his pocket. January will be 80 years.
He must be keeping him. Doesn't he know what time it is?
No. He's too tight to buy a watch. Tells time by the sun.
Oh, George, tells time by the sun.
I'm not kidding you. Shh. Here he comes.
Oh, hello, George. Hello, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Jack. Jack.
I'm sorry I'm late, kids. These cloudy days throw me.
What did I tell you?
Oh, waiter. Waiter, we're ready to order.
Yes, sir. Would madame like to start with a cocktail?
Oh, no, thanks. I never drink.
I meant a shrimp cocktail.
No matter how small it is, I never drink.
Mrs. Burns will have a steak, and I'll have a broiled lobster.
Steak and broiled lobster? Well, they're both very good here, but as long as you're in the Brown Derby, you really should order the specialty of the house, the crackers and milk.
Oh, I've changed my mind. I won't have a steak.
Good, good.
I'll have lamb chops.
Well, the crackers are very crisp here, and they put the crumbs in a sack so you can take them home.
Madame will enjoy the lamb chops. We serve them with little paper panties on.
Don't your legs get cold?
That's our order, waiter. How about you, Jack?
I'll have crackers and milk.
That was a delicious meal, Gracie. Where did Jack go?
Well, the waiter refused to give him any more crackers, so he went to complain to the manager.
Oh, my gosh. Talked them out of extra milk.
Yeah, wasn't that clever? He kept handing his glass of milk to the waiter and saying, put a head on me.
And mark my words, we'll get stuck with the check as usual.
Well, George, that's your own fault. When the check comes, Jack always says, here, I'll take it. But then you always speak up and say, no, Jack, I'll get it. So he lets you get it.
That's right. He knows I'll say that.
Well, sure.
Well, today when he says, here, I'll take it, I'll just keep my big mouth shut.
How do you like this place? They refuse to give me extra crackers. Just wait till they ask me to put more bluing in their tablecloth. I'll show them.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Here's your check. That'll be $10.30.
Here, I'll take it. Well, somebody say something.
It will be $10.30.
You shut up! Look, George, if you want the check, I won't fight.
I don't want the check.
In that case, we'll fight.
You're the stingiest man who ever lived.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well, don't act so proud. You're not the first one who ever said that.
Now, please, don't get into a fight. There's no point to it.
No point to it?
You're the only two men in the world who couldn't hurt each other.
Well, I'm not paying this check. After all, Jack, you invited us to lunch.
Sure, I make a nice gesture. This is a thanks I get.
George, let's not make a scene. Go ahead and pay the check.
All right, but I just want to say this. Jack, if you let me pay this check, you're a low, miserable, tight-fisted, conniving miser. You're a disgrace to our profession, and I'll never speak to you again as long as I live. Well.
Now, Mr. Burns, if you finish, I have a few words to say.
What are they?
Here's the check.
All right, George, we're home now. Calm down and forget about Jack Benny.
I can't forget about him. How a man can go through life letting someone else pay his way, I'll never know.
Well, now, don't let it make you so nervous. My goodness. When you paid that check, you were so upset you could hardly get my purse open.
No, Gracie, Jack didn't used to be this way. We were in vaudeville with him. He was altogether a different fellow.
Say, now that you mention it, he was. What people used to call him Generous Jack the Plunger.
Yes, in those days, he spent money like water.
I wonder what slowed him down to such a...
I don't know. Maybe it was the disappointment of you marrying me instead of him. It was pretty sweet on you on those days.
Well, I liked him too. You know, Jack was awfully good looking.
Yeah.
Of course, that was a long time ago.
Now he has to use makeup. Tell me something, Gracie. Jack Benny was a big star, young, good-looking, talented, loaded with money and a big spender. I was just a struggling young song and dance man. Why did you marry me instead of Jack?
Oh, George, you don't have to ask that, do you?
Oh, I guess I don't.
Well, good, because I haven't got an answer.
Fine.
No, I can't get over the thing, Jack. When he was courting me, he was the most generous man in the world.
Certainly was.
Remember the night you both proposed to me?
Sure. Got into an argument, and I hit Jack over the head with his violin.
I'll never forget that night. That was 16 years ago, but it seems like yesterday. I remember Jack arrived at my house first. Brought along his violin to serenade me, and when I went to the
Hi, Gracie.
Why, Generous Jack.
That's me, baby. Here's a couple of dozen orchids for you.
Oh, Jack, they're so expensive.
What do I care? I always say money is made to be spent. I mean, you can't take it with you. Hey, Gracie, let's go out tonight and have a big champagne party. I've had a dozen cases of the most expensive champagne flown in from France.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack, I don't drink.
But, Gracie, Mum's extra dry.
Well, then let her drink. Besides, we don't want to be gone when George Burns gets here.
George Burns?
Mm-hmm.
Will he be here tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was playing the Altoona.
but he got into an argument with the manager. He said he'd never play that theater again as long as he lived.
What'd the manager say?
That was the manager talking.
Oh, well, Gracie, I hope we'd be alone tonight. There's a question I plan to. I'll tell you what. Let's go for a ride in my new car.
You bought another new car? What happened to your stuffed bear cat?
The man at the filling station admired it, so I gave it.
Jack, what kind of a car did you buy this time?
A Maxwell. But I probably won't.
Well, Jack, I can't be going with George. He's in love with
you. Yeah, so am I, Gracie. Will you marry me?
Oh, Jack, get up off your knees. You'll ruin your new suit.
So what? I'll throw it away. It's old anyway. I've had it since yesterday. Well, Gracie, look, I'm...
Oh, that must be George. Come in.
Hello, Gracie. I just... What are you doing down on your knees? I'm proposing to Gracie. Gracie, I want you to marry me. You? How could you support her? Who's planning to? Look, Gracie, don't marry this broken-down vaudeville hooper.
Well, I think George is a very good dancer. You ought to see him do that adagio dance with his girl partner. It isn't easy to throw a person 10 feet in the air and then catch them.
You said it.
But that girl hasn't dropped George once.
But, Gracie, what future has George got dancing in vaudeville? Vaudeville's dead. It's been killed.
Is that true, George?
Well, you don't expect him to confess, do you? I'm a violinist. I can go in that new business called radio.
Yeah? Well, listen to this. I love you, love you, love you, I do. You're the only girl that I adore.
Oh, Jack. When George sings, doesn't it just send you?
Yeah, but not far enough. Now, if you want to hear some real music, listen to this. You know, this is called The Flight of the Bumblebee. I've been told I play it very realistically.
Oh, you do, Jack. When you play it, actually sings.
You did say sting.
S-T-I-N-K.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's my violin. Let's see what you can do with it.
Okay. Here's what I can do with it. Ooh.
Oh, George, you knocked him unconscious with his violin. Oh, you shouldn't have done that. You might have broken his string.
I'll teach him to try to steal my girl.
Oh, look, he's coming too.
What happened? Where am I?
You're at my house, Jack.
Who are you?
I'm your girl, Gracie Allen. You brought me these orchids, remember?
I bought all those orchids?
Yes.
That must be nuts. They cost a fortune.
But your generous Jack the plunger.
Plunger, schmunger. Money doesn't grow on trees.
But Jack, you always say you can't take it with you.
Sister, if I can't take it with me, I'll find a way to send it. And you'll get a bill for these orchids tomorrow. Good night.
Comes back to me now, Gracie. From that night on, Jack Benny was a tightwad.
Yeah, it was that blow in the head that did it. George, do you realize what this means? It's our fault that Jack is stingy.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, then it's up to us to change him back. Yeah, I've got it. Hit him over the head with his violin again.
Yeah, that might do it. But I can't do that again.
Why not?
Well, we were young guys then. I can't hit a man with gray hair.
We'll take it off.
what a beautiful morning. And really, friends, what a beautiful, wonderful morning it is when breakfast starts with fragrant, cheering Maxwell House coffee. How about it? Have you discovered how much more enjoyment there is in every cup of Maxwell House? Do you know why more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the entire world? Well, the answer, of course, is flavor. Yes, rich, heartwarming, good-to-the-last-drop flavor that no other coffee gives you. No coffee but Maxwell House. To create it, our Maxwell House experts combine not one, but many superb varieties of Highland-grown Latin American coffees. With care and skill, they select Monazzali's coffees for mellowness. They add Medellin's for richness. Other choice coffees contribute robust vigor. And finally, they round out the blend with Bucaramanga's for fine, full body. This superb Maxwell House blend is then radiant roasted to flavor perfection and brought to you vacuum-packed in the familiar blue tin. Not just days fresh, but roaster fresh.
And because you folks on the West Coast really know and enjoy coffee at its best, Maxwell House is blended and roasted for you right here on the West Coast to satisfy your critical tastes.
America's favorite brand of coffee, Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Gracie, I had a talk with Dr. Miller, the psychiatrist. He says the blow on the head might turn Jack Benny into generous Jack the Puncher.
Oh, wonderful.
But he says we'll have to create the same situation we were in 16 years ago.
Oh, but George, he was proposing to me when you hit him. He can't do that now. I'm married to you.
Well, you'll have to pretend that we've split up and that you're single again. You get Jack to give you a date.
Well, maybe he won't do it. I'm not as young and pretty as I used to be.
Oh, Grace.
Huh?
Gracie, you haven't changed since the day I married you. You're young, lovely, sweet, desirable.
Oh, thank you, George. You haven't changed either.
I haven't?
No, you felt the same way about me then.
Yeah, well, run along and see Jack.
Yes? Oh, hello, Gracie.
Hello, Jack.
I suppose you came over to apologize for George's behavior at lunch yesterday.
Well, no. Why should I care what my ex-husband does?
Ex-husband?
Oh, didn't you know? It was in all the column.
Well, I haven't been getting the paper lately. The Colemans have it brought right into their house now. So you and George have called it off, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm single again. I'd even have a date if a very attractive man asked me.
I'd love to ask you, of course. I'm not as attractive as I used to be. Huh?
Ah, oh, yes, you are, Jack.
Oh, go on. I'm much older than I was then.
Oh, no, you're not. You're still 39. You've never married Jack.
Oh, I guess I've been waiting for you, Gracie. Is there still a chance for me?
Well, you used to say that the girl you married would have everything. Income, Cadillac, diamonds, all the money she could spend. Do you still feel that way?
Certainly. That's why I want to marry you. You've got all those things. Gee, Gracie, we were meant for each other. Now, how about it?
Oh, I don't know, Jack. You have to court me first.
Again?
Uh-huh. Call on me tonight and bring the orchid.
But I did all that.
That was 16 years ago.
Well, didn't you save them? You know, they keep forever in the icebox.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do have a lot of the things you gave me. I keep them pressed between the pages of the book. You brought me such nice flowers.
I used to bring you candy, too.
Yeah, I wish I'd get that book open.
Well, I'll see you tonight, Grace.
Yeah, well, it's a date, Jack. And be sure to bring your violin.
Okay. Shall we have an evening with Beethoven?
No, come by yourself. Oh, it worked, George. Jack Benny will come courting me tonight, just like he did 16 years ago.
That's great.
Now, we want to duplicate that night exactly, so you arrive after Jack has been here for a while.
Just a minute. I like the idea of leaving you alone with that old gray wolf. Might try to kiss you.
Oh, George, relax. Bring his violin.
So what?
So by the time he carries out over, he'll be all tired.
Okay, I'll go down to the drugstore. See you later.
Oh, well, kiss me goodbye.
Okay.
George, have you been carrying violin?
No, just the rosin. I'll see you. Well, here I am, Gracie.
Oh, Jack, how nice to see you.
Gee, this is just like old times. You still like flowers?
Love them.
Well, here you are, baby. Here's enough flowers to fill this room.
Oh, how nice, a package of seeds.
I mean, after all, it's spring. You know, half the fun of flowers is watching them grow and seeing them raise their tiny green heads. Which reminds me, George won't be around tonight.
Yes, Jack, he might drop by later.
Well, I better get down on my knees and propose to you right now before he gets here. Darn it, I'm too late. I heard a door open.
That was your knee. Come in.
Hello, Gracie. Oh, Jack Benny. What are you doing down on your knees?
Never mind, just help me up.
Jack was about to propose to me, George.
Gracie, I want you to marry me.
You married her once. Give somebody else a chance.
Well, George, if you're proposing, get down on your knees like Jack.
Okay.
Oh, isn't this thrilling? Two fiery lovers sitting for my hand.
George, does this cold floor bother your rheumatism? It's murder. And I found some stuff that's awfully good. What is it? I've tried everything. It's a new liniment. Which one? That's for me. My knees are killing me. Isn't the rainy season just torture? Awful. I must get that liniment. Let you try some of mine.
Oh, some fiery lovers. We'll have the honeymoon of the Mayo Clinic. Goodbye. You're proposing to me, remember? Oh, come in.
Hi, Gracie. Where's the... George and Jack Benny down on their knees? What goes on here?
Well, can't you guess, Bill?
Nobody dropped a penny, huh?
Guess again, comedian. Bill, we happen to be proposing marriage. Well, I hope you'll be very happy together.
Would you like to drop back in about 2 weeks?
Oh, not me. I want to stick around and see who asked who what and what the answer is. Bill, look, Dimple, we're proposing marriage to Gracie. You see, George and Gracie aren't married anymore. Gracie? Is this true?
Well, yes, Bill. I'm single now, but George wants me to marry him again, and so does Jack Benny. I can't decide between them.
Can't decide between them? Gracie, this is your chance to marry one of the biggest stars in the country, a man with a great future in television.
Yes, I was good.
Not only a great talent, but loaded with personality, charm, good looks,
blue eyes.
Gracie, you lucky girl. This is your chance to marry me.
You? Grandpa, you're lousing up everything. Pay no attention to her, Gracie. I'm asking you to be the mother of my children.
How many have you got?
None yet, but in a couple of years or so, I'm sure we'll hear the patter of little feet.
Well, marry me, Gracie, and we'll hear the patter of little feet tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Sure, you'll be running back and forth to the kitchen bringing me Maxwell House coffee. Think how happy we'll be, Gracie. Gracie, with rich, delicious, mellow Maxwell House coffee from morning till night.
Well, if you're going to get commercial about this, you can marry me and feel her level best.
Oh, you serve Maxwell House coffee too, huh? Isn't it great, Jack? You know, Maxwell House is a blend of choice Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to the peak of flavor perfection.
Bill, I meant that if Gracie married me, we'd have plenty of lucky.
Lucky?
Yes. What do I work for?
Darned if I know. You got all the money in the world. Gee whiz, you can buy Maxwell House by the carload. And Maxwell House is America's favorite coffee. Always good to the last drop. How about it, Gracie? Will you marry me?
Well, I'm sorry, Bill, but it's between George and Jack. But don't feel bad. Whichever one I choose, you'll be the best man in the world.
Well, obviously. So long. How about it, Gracie? How about it? Will you marry me?
No, she's going to marry me.
But Gracie, George has no future. I mean, radio's passé. I'll be a sensation in that new business, television.
Well, so will George. In fact, I've heard lots of people say that television would collapse without him.
They said it would collapse without George?
That's right. They said that George single-handed is holding up television.
I wonder how they meant that.
Look, I know how to settle this, Gracie. I'll serenade. George, hand me my Stradivari.
Violin is Stradivarius?
Certainly. I got it from Sam Stradivarius, the pawnbroker.
Oh, Sam.
Now, let me have it.
Well, you heard him, George. Let him have it.
I'll be glad to. Ooh.
Well, just like a did.
Better. This time I hit him before he played.
Ooh. What happened? Where am I?
Well, you're at my house.
Who are you?
Well, I'm your girlfriend. Remember?
I brought your packages. What a cheat.
I'll call the florist and have to bring you $100 worth of orchids.
Gosh.
And a potted plant for your father here.
George, turn.
Oh. Well, let's all go to Ciro's and have a champagne dinner on me. Mum's extra dry.
Hasn't that poor old lady had a drink yet?
Gee, what's happened to me? I'm spending money like crazy, and I can't stop.
That's right. You're Generous Jack again.
Again? You mean I've been this way before?
Well, sure. You used to be Generous Jack the Plunger. Then George hit you over the head with your violin, and you stopped spending money.
Getting hit over the head with my violin made me stop spending money?
That's right.
Jack, put down that violin.
Jack, stop hitting yourself over the head. Jack!